8 weeks old, amen? 8 weeks old, that's, what was that? That would be an infant, right? That would be an infant. And so here we are expanding our mics already. And so we just got a little challenges with that. And we got one we got to send back. You know, you pay a lot of money and you bring your mic and got defect. Defect, got a defect, but it's going to work out. But here's the thing. I believe there's a word from the Lord, amen? Pray with me. Dear Father God, have your will and have your way. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I'm going to be reading from Acts, the second chapter, starting at the first verse, and I'll be, as you're getting your Bibles together, it's Acts chapter 2. It's towards the end of the Bible, just after the Gospels. Some people consider it part of the Gospels, amen. As you're looking for it, Acts 2, and you have it, say, I have it. If you need a second, say, hold up. All right, no problem. But we're going to be reading Acts 2, 1 through 8, if you're taking notes, and then I'll be continuing from verses 11 through 12, and then starting back at 17. And I'll begin reading for you. Acts 2 at the first verse. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a trumpet wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, the crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Going to verse 11, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, and they had a longer list, but it says we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, what does this mean? In verse 17, Peter had addressed the crowd, and he begins to read from the prophet Joel, and he says, in the last day, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven and signs on the earth below. Amen. We do have a sermon. If you've seen any of our advertising, you've seen that we are in, you get to look at a program, we're in our Lemonade series. So, you know, I had a couple interesting things happen during my series, because typically you don't have as many events that happen during your Lemonade series. But last week we had Mother's Day. But anybody here for Mother's Day? Anybody enjoy Mother's Day? We worked it out with Lemonade. But I'm like, how am I going to work with Lemonade? This album that Beyonce, y'all know that lady? She dropped an album called Lemonade, had an HBO 1 hour special. How am I going to integrate any of that into Pentecost Sunday? I would tell you that I had a challenge before me, but I had to look at the tracks that were on the Lemonade series, and the first track happened to be only 3 minutes and 16 seconds long. I don't know, maybe some of y'all caught it. It was 3 minutes and 16 seconds long, and the title was Pray You Catch Me. Oh, they got prayer in there too. Pray You Catch Me. So the sermon for today is called, the message for today is called Pray You Catch Me. And the first thing I want you to realize in this particular track, what happened is there's a discussion, and we don't know if it's fiction. We don't know if it's nonfiction, but we know that in this particular track, my man, play a little bit of that for me. Maybe you can hear it. Maybe you feel it. Pray to catch you whispering. Thank you. That's enough. But our first thing I want you to realize is she's in this situation. She doesn't realize whether or not she's telling us the truth or not. Doesn't really matter for the purpose of this sermon. But in the storyline of that track, in the storyline of that song, she wants to, she's saying, pray you catch me listening. Because she wants him to catch her listening in on what may or may not be happening. And then there's, pray you hear me whispering. And so it's and it's a situation because maybe there's something going on that should not be going on. Amen. But what I realize is in this particular text, our first point is pray you hear me whispering. Pray you hear me whispering. And the reality is there's a lot of things that can tear us apart. There's a lot of things that can divide us. There's a lot of things that can separate us. Society has always put things in our lives to differentiate one person from the next person. You're not tall enough. You're not short enough. You're not smart enough. You're not bright enough. You're not dark enough. You're not light enough. You're not, you didn't go to the right school. You didn't live in the right neighborhood. So to have all these things that divide. But the beauty of Pentecost Sunday was there was a time where people had gathered in the house. They gathered in the house. They had got a promise that the Holy Spirit, which is going to be the free gift, was going to come. But they had spent time there in that house. And they spent time there in that house. And the reality is, when you don't speak the same language, sometimes what happens is that's a divider. That's something that can separate instead of bring people together. And so, therefore, it's easy to put people in a box when you don't understand their language. It's easy to separate yourself from someone when you don't know what it is that they're talking about because you don't speak the way they speak. You don't understand the way they understand. And how many of you know that we can all speak English, but sometimes we still have different ways of understanding, different ways of reasoning, different ways of being able to take things in. There's cultural differences, but those things have always aided in division. But here in Pentecost, I say my first point is, I pray you hear me whispering. Because the reality is, how many of y'all pray? How many of y'all pray with a microphone and a speaker for everybody to hear your prayer? The reality is we don't pray like that. We pray because we're whispering unto God. We're telling them about the secret parts of our heart. We're telling them about what's going on in our lives and the challenges that we may have in our marriage, the challenges we may have with these knuckleheaded children, the challenges that we have on our wherever we go in society, with family, with friends, with loved ones, with work, with health issues and doctor's reports on doctor's reports. I don't know about you, but most of us are dealing with something. Most of us have some challenge in our lives. And the reality is it's not something that we want to shout or post about. We're not tweeting it. We're not telling you all about our problems. But the first point I have is pray you hear me whispering. Because here they are and they're talking to God. And what happened was the Spirit of God fell. And when the Spirit of God fell, they chose to tell God that he's wonderful. They chose to tell God that he's awesome. They didn't no longer care. Anybody heard their prayer of God because people from every tongue could hear other people speaking in their tongue, in their own language. How is it that I can hear what this Spanish person is saying when I don't speak Spanish, but I hear it in my own ear, even though I hear them speaking Spanish? I need you to realize that there's a place that when you get wrapped up in God, it no longer matters what people hear. It no longer matters what people say because you are communing with God. And when you're communing with God, nothing else matters. I pray you hear me whispering. I pray you hear me whispering. Why is a good reason that I pray I hear you whispering? One good reason for you being able to pray that you hear somebody hears you whispering, because then maybe you'll hear me glorifying God. Maybe you'll hear me lifting up his name on high. Maybe you'll hear me giving him all the honor and all the glory. Maybe you'll hear me thanking him for saving my life. Maybe you'll think, oh, I don't know about you. Anybody ever been through something? Anybody ever had a real but God situation? I don't know about you, but I can remember one day I was driving down this street and I had a song on. It was an old timey song. And, you know, it was Fred Hammond was singing it. And it was, he had revised it. It was Jesus be a fence all around me. Y'all know that? But I ain't gonna lie, I didn't want to hear that. I wanted something with a little bit more bounce that day. And I switched stations. I was living down in North Carolina. I switched stations. And what happened was, as I was on, but what happened is I changed the station, and it just so happened that somehow, Fred Hammond, he's a gospel artist, right? He's a gospel artist. He wasn't on your station. He wasn't on DJ Big John. He wasn't on your station. But the reality is he was on the regular station. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe this is a news flash. I need to listen to this song. So I listened to this Jesus Be a Fence All Around Me. On my way back from where I was headed, I came to a traffic light and I looked to the right, I looked to the left, and I had stopped. I looked right, looked left, and I was proceeding to go ahead. And out of nowhere, there was an 18-wheeler that came flying through the light. I mean, when I tell you, and you know, y'all know I demonstrate, when I hit the brakes, butt came off the seat. I was literally, my butt came off the seat hitting the brake because the 18-wheeler crossed a couple inches in front of my car. Jesus be a fence all around me. Sometimes you will face some situations that were but God situations, and if anybody hears, it really doesn't matter. I pray you hear me whispering to my King, because the reality is I'm praying for him to bless you too. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. I pray you hear me listening. I pray you hear me listening. The reality is, most of us have been in a situation in life where we've overheard something. Something that we may not want it to hear. Anybody been there? Anybody been in a situation? It doesn't have to be a romantic situation gone sour like the lemon from the Lemonade album, but it could have been a situation where you heard something about a parent talking about a health challenge that they're dealing with. It could have been a situation where a sister told you about a situation that they're dealing with at home. It could have been a situation where you go into your office and you overheard the boss talking to some other bosses about there may be some layoffs. I don't know what it is. But sometimes you're out there and you're not trying to be the quietest at all. You might not mind making a little noise because you're praying. They hear you listening because you want to be part of the conversation. You don't know how to interject because the conversation wasn't planned for you. But you realize you have something to add to it. Anybody realize that sometimes you've been in situations and it wasn't so bad for you, but you may have been able to help in that situation. And the reality is, the thing about Pentecost that we can never forget, nobody can ever forget, that Pentecost was what brought unity and not division. Pentecost was a time where people came together because Pentecost was the flame. Actually, I'm going to call it the spark. It was the spark that united the movement. See, when Pentecost came, the Spirit fell, and the Spirit fell in such a way that that day, three people were added to the kingdom, not 30 people were added to the kingdom, not 300. Any of these things would have been wonderful, but that day, 3,000. 3,000 people got added to the kingdom in one day because the Spirit of God fell in such a mighty and a magnificent way that what happened was it was the beginning of a major movement. And it was the beginning of spreading the gospel to the Gentiles. It was the beginning of sharing the love of God with everybody, not somebody's, but everybody's. And I tell you, I'm just a nobody trying to tell people about somebody who can save. I'm trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Amen. And that's what Pentecost was. And that's where we were in this particular season, but we got to move forward. So they were overhearing this, and they were perplexed. They were amazed because this was a wonder, because they realized this was not, that this had to be of God. Have you ever been in a situation and you looked at it and you realized, well, that ain't nothing but God, because nothing else could have fixed that situation? There's no way else that this could have happened. It doesn't make sense. The scientist, the doctor is confounded. My dad was a doctor, so I believe in doctors. But at the end of the day, sometimes I know one thing is that God can do some things that he chooses to do that will bless us in ways that my 3 degrees won't help me with. My honors won't help me with them. My connections won't help me with them. All my friends and my family can't help me with certain situations, but some things had to be a move of God. Anybody experience a move of God in their life? Well, I believe that God is bringing a move of God to us right now. And the last thing I need you to know, and it is real important, it says, I pray you catch me. I got to move on. You know, we have a 60-minute service. We don't have you in here for 2 hours. Amen. Someone say amen. Praise God. Praise God. Brunch is waiting. Belgian waffles. Syrup and butter. It's all right. Turkey bacon. You know, we're the turkey bacon movement. Some of you are like, Don't play with me. Don't play with me. Yeah. But I pray you catch me. And so the first two prayers, I believe, are from the people. But I believe the last one is a little bit different. I believe the last prayer is a little bit different. And why do I say it's different? Because I read in my Bible that Jesus prays for us. And I looked at the text and I saw so many times in the middle of the night when everybody else is asleep. I don't know, but around 3-4 in the morning, I am out like a light. I am done. I put it in all week long. I am out at 3 in the morning. But I see that Jesus chose to pray when we all sleep. Jesus chose to pray when we all sleep. And Jesus, and so I thought about it. I talked about it on this Wednesday Bible study. I said, other believers pray, but the one we believe in prays. So why don't we? So the third point, pray you catch me. I believe that God is praying to us. Jesus is praying for us. Jesus is praying. I pray that you catch me. I put it right there in this particular text. He said, how much do I have to do for you to be able to catch what it is I'm doing? I'm showing you signs. I'm showing you wonders. You seeing people get healed. You seeing people get blessed. You done got new promotion after new promotion when you know you probably wasn't the best employee. Now, some of you were. Praise God. And that's what we all need to strive to be. But the reality is we have experienced some things in life that we know had it not been for Christ, we wouldn't deserve. I could just look at the many different things that we were blessed with as a church. Y'all sitting in chairs, they may not seem like much to you, but they were a free gift. They were a free gift. I would have had to pay $30, $40, plus we got another $216 back there. So when we get our sanctuary, we already ready. That was a free gift. That was a move of God. I don't know about you, but God makes a way somehow. And I can't calculate it in my mental computer. Because I realize that God just chooses to do what he chooses to do. But right now, in this text, we see that what happened in the room, they were patient. And because they were patient, the spirit fell. And that's why I got red on today, because red is for Pentecost Sunday. I see some fellas came in with red. Y'all was in tune with the spirit. Y'all was already ready. You ain't even know about it, but you're already ready. I see you got the red scarf on. You was ready. I see some folks got some red. It's on. Yeah, we're in there. Everybody look and see. Did I have red? You got a red, one of those Fitbit, red Fitbit. Yeah, let's get with it. You got some red blush, red lipstick. I see it. Let's work it. It's work. Oh, yeah. Manny's super happy today. He's like, yeah, I got my red. Work that. But here's the reality is, it's because it was like a flame that fell. And that flame was above their head. And I don't know about you. Anybody ever play a little sports? But they tell you don't catch with your body. Catch it with your hands. You're going to have to extend and grab that ball. And so what happened is the spirit is right there. And all he's saying is, I pray you catch me. I'm right there. I'm shining a light for you to see. Look at the light I'm shining in your life. I'm trying to give you everything I can give you. I'm trying to tell you everything I can tell you. I'm trying to pick you up. I'm trying to turn you around. I'm trying to put your feet on solid ground. I'm trying to change your life. I'm trying to reconstruct what needs to be reconstructed. I'm trying to patch what needs to be patched. I'm trying to love you where you're hurt. I'm trying to heal you where you're broken. But don't you know that God will do it if you let him? But you're going to have to catch him. And if God is praying that you catch him, it ain't going to be a hard pass. Ain't probably not the best language, but it worked good in that particular phrase. Amen. God's not throwing you a fastball. He's giving you a softball. He's not throwing a fastball. He's not throwing a curve. He's giving you a softball. You don't have to take the jumper. He's going to give you the layup. It's real easy. He's just saying, I pray you catch me. I'm here. I offer up the free gift of the Holy Spirit. Power is in here right now. The power that can come on your life. And see, the reality is these folks were already saved. Me, I'm already saved. But he promised the gift of the Holy Spirit that will lead you and guide you. Tell you when to get out of this row and into this row. And it just so happened that this is the row of overflow. But if you're willing to follow God, wherever God says go, if you're willing to take the steps that he says take, even while it may seem like they don't make much sense, well, I was moving all right, following you, but now why are you telling me to go this way? Because there was the overflow was about to stop and heartache was coming down that road, but I need you just to be willing to listen. And sometimes you're going to take a step back. Sometimes you'll take a couple steps back, but don't be worried if you're taking a step back and God is showing you that he's in the midst of it, because God can take you and break you down just to build you up, because God loves you enough that he knows just what you need. Don't despise small beginnings. Don't despise if you got to start from scratch again, because anything from scratch is going to be pretty good. You can give me a biscuit out of a box, but I'll take one from scratch any day. And God is making you from scratch. He'll rework you. He'll rework it out. He'll bless you. He'll bless your family. He has power for you and for your life. You just got to be willing to take it. Anybody ready? That's it. Amen, amen, amen. Please stand to your feet. Please stand to your feet. As you notice, even on that track that we sang, it wasn't a lot of high energy song. I pray you catch me. I pray you catch me whispering. I pray you catch me listening. I pray you catch me. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, here's your opportunity to catch him. Here's your opportunity to catch him. If you don't know Christ as Lord and Savior, I ask you to not do, I'm not going to ask you to do something I haven't done myself, but I'm going to ask you to come down here, take a preacher's hand, but give God your heart. And maybe you want to give your life to Christ today. Maybe you want to rededicate your faith today. Or maybe you want to come join this church today. We have 3 altar calls, and there's no judgment in any of them, because there's not a believer that had to deal with any of them. The only way we're going to come to Christ is to accept him. Amen. The only way we come to Christ is to accept him. And then sometimes the reality is, if you were like me, sometimes you got off course. And when you got off course, you needed to get back on course. Anybody ever been there? So there's no shame in getting back on course. That's a reason for the kingdom to celebrate. Amen. If you need to give your life to Christ, if you need to join this church, if you need to rededicate your faith, come here and take my hand. Take my hand. Somebody come and take my hand. I believe God is speaking to somebody right now. Is it you? Is it you? I need my disciples in the house. Turn to your neighbor. Ask him, is he talking to you? Ask somebody on your left and on your right, is he talking to you? Are you saved? Do you have a church home? Or do you need to rededicate your faith? Amen? Amen? Amen, 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 amen. All right, if you're saved, put your right hand up. If you got a church home, put your left hand up. Look around, give somebody a double high five. They got 2 hands. If they don't have 2 hands, then you need to let them know. If you want a church, I believe we're a great church. We just starting out, but we're growing, amen? And we're not talking about the numbers. We're talking about the spirit, because we're going to have some mature Christians right here, amen? Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for saved folks in the building. Let's put our hands together, amen? Now, if everybody would put your hands together, hold hands. Amen, amen, amen. You can do it across the aisles. I can do it across the aisles. Do it across the aisles. Amen. Amen, amen. I praise God for the Love AME Church. Amen. Dear Father God, we just come humbly before you. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we give you praise. We thank you for what it is that you're doing in our life and through our life, dear Father God. I thank you for how you're blessing your people. I thank you for a body of saved folks, dear Father God. Dear Lord, empower them. Pour your spirit fresh upon them, dear Father God. Give them the power to walk in your way, dear Father God. Give them the direction for their life, dear Father God. Strengthen them. Encourage them, dear Lord. Everything that they stand in need of, I bind every hand and every plot and plan of the enemy, dear Father God, that would try to come against them. I believe in faith, dear Father God, that they shall be well. I believe in faith that you want to touch them in a mighty and in a magnificent way, dear Lord. You have your will and way, dear Father God, in their life, through their life, dear Father God. You get the honor. You get the glory. You get the praise, dear Father God. You and you alone, dear Lord. We just believe in that you're going to do a mighty work. We believe that when they get home, that their homes will be found better. We believe, dear Father God, that everything that they stand in need of, they shall receive, dear Father God. We believe that you'll make them more like you every day. Help them to walk, dear Father God, in the character of God. Help them to walk in the authority of God. Help them to look at the situations in their life and tell them situations that they shall not stay the same. Help them to be change agents, but help them to carry your love everywhere they go. And dear Lord, you get the honor, you get the glory, and somebody say, you get the praise. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Now may the love of God, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us until we come again. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Give somebody a hug or a handshake beside you. Let them know you are glad to worship with them. I want to let you know, for members, we do have on today, we have our 101 path of connection. So you can go right on down this straight down the hall, grab something from the cafe, and you'll be able to meet me down the hall in our 101, in our PATH classroom for our 101. First step 101, amen.